For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Lori Mack. Connecticut supermarket workers say they're disappointed in the governor's announcement to change the COVID-19 vaccine rollout to an age-based plan. Union leaders say their members continue to be exposed to COVID every day as they work on the front line selling food and supplies to shoppers who at times have refused to follow safety protocol. United Food and Commercial Workers Local 371 President Ronald Petronella joins me now to talk about the plan. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Let me ask you first, what does the governor's new plan mean for your members?
Well, it just means that they're going to continue to be at risk because they work in an industry that's very busy right now, especially with customers shopping because nobody's going to restaurants. Originally, we weren't classified as frontline workers. And then later on in the pandemic, we were put in, I believe, the tier two of frontline workers. And my understanding is that the age base is for people now it's from 55 to 65, and teachers can jump the line. So if I'm a teacher and I'm 30 years old, I can get the vaccine. But if I'm 49 years old or 50 years old, I can't get it. And so our members are a little upset about that.
Governor Lamont says age is one of the strongest factors contributing to COVID-19 deaths, and the vast majority of people with underlying health issues are older. You represent 8,000 workers, 5,000 actually work in the supermarkets. What's the age range of your members?
About half of our members would be in the age range of about 35 and under, and then the other half are older.
You've said hundreds of UFCH members across Connecticut have gotten COVID, and nearly a dozen more are reported every week. Do you know how many of your members have tested positive for COVID?
I could tell you that since the pandemic, about 600 of our members have been infected, and a couple have passed away. And I could tell you that when you're shopping in the supermarket, you're in danger too. You know, our members could have it unknowingly and could give it to you. So I think it's the industry itself, no matter the age group, they should be vaccinated because of the contact with the customer. Because God forbid we gave it to a customer and then they brought it home to their family.
Right. You've pointed out that there is no way to quantify how many members of the public may have been exposed to workers who might have been asymptomatic. Governor Lamont also said the current rollout would potentially exacerbate inequities in vaccine distribution. Do you think the change will mean the rollout will be less equitable in terms of helping people of color?
Yeah, I think that it definitely will affect people of color. Yeah, for sure. We're a melting pot. We represent a lot of ethnic people, people of color. They work every day and they try to make a living and they don't have the same opportunities, I guess, as people in more affluent neighborhoods have in order to get the vaccine.
But there are more Black and brown workers in your workforce than, say, teachers who are being given priority.
Absolutely. I would be hopeful that maybe it'll change and we'll be able to get enough of the vaccine where the governor we'll look at this again and say people in the food industry, in the retail food industry, in the retail industry that are dealing with customers should have this vaccine and let them jump in front of the line.
So it sounds like you're hopeful that the governor may change his mind about frontline workers.
You know, I know that the membership's upset and a lot of people are upset. We're all tired of it. We are all tired of it. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get a lot of the vaccine sooner than later and get everybody vaccinated and try to get back to normal.
United Food and Commercial Workers Local 371 President Ronald Petronella, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.